In 2016, I spoke with the Brothers Landreth on the CKVS stage. What can you tell me about your song, Runaway Train?
What do you want to know? Started out as a ballad, actually. It was a slow, kind of sentimental song that I wrote with one of my best friends, a guy named Kevin Eichel, who's an amazing singer, songwriter. He's actually a theater guy first, by trade. You may see him on Broadway one day. Probably will, actually. But he and I wrote that song together. We were sitting around my kitchen table in an apartment that I had, and all we had was a bottle of Appleton spice rum and orange juice. And so we started drinking, and we named the drink the leather jacket because it tasted exactly like when you accidentally lick your leather jacket.
Which happens to you a lot.
When you put your jacket on and maybe you gotta, bite it to do up your zipper or something.
Joey suffers from lazy tongue syndrome.
Lazy tongue syndrome. That's right.
It's kind of like a pug with a overbite. Same idea.
Yeah, it's an appointment to the dentist. My mouth is just perpetually frozen. No, that's not true. And so when we were recording the record, we found that we ended up having a lot of material that kind of had a similar feel and vibe. So our producer Murray Pulver said, "Hey guys, do you think there's any songs that we have in the pile of songs that we have that we could maybe spice up a little bit?" And I said, "Well, if there's any songs lyrically that could go up, this one could fit in, the rest of them it might not fit, but this one would fit." And sure enough, we tried to channel some John Hiatt, like slow a la Slow Turning. And that's kind of how that tune turned out the way that it did. But there's a recording of it on the internet somewhere of our original like ballad.
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
2017, I asked Oliver Swain about his song, No Strange Thing.
No Strange Thing, essentially, I was realizing that, in fact, it's interesting to be to go all the way back and be totally frank. I've been very inspired over the last 10 years by the progress of the LGBTQ community and really our progress in accepting them, our societal process in accepting them. And it occurred to me that, especially in the context of if someone's sexuality or gender identity is stigmatized by the society, that they're then like, they're out there looking for love and they're trying to find somebody, and just navigating that whole process. I mean, finding love in this world is hard enough. And then the more I started thinking about it, the more I realized that for all of us, seeking to find love and connection is a challenging thing. And when you find somebody who, for whom your identity is not a strange thing, and that concept of the other breaks down within love and you become two halves of a whole. And it's like kind of a removal of the typical strangeness that, and alienation that, that, you know, is just part of being an individual in a society. And when that breaks down, you find love.
Sarah Jane Scouten about her song, Bang Bang.
It doesn't make any sense. Don't try and make sense of it. You'll hurt yourself.
With your Aunt Lucy, bang, bang, bangity, bang.